Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 4th of February. The Spirit of Adoption. The first dimension of redemption was manifest in the fullness of time when Christ came in the flesh and was crucified for us. Explaining this point, Paul wrote, "But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." In this passage, Paul made it clear that a person could not receive the adoption until their redemption was complete through the offering of Christ as the Son of Man. The implication of this point is that a believer who lived in the era of the Old Testament did not receive the adoption. A person is adopted only under the New Covenant. The adoption gives to us the right to be a joint heir of the divine nature with Christ. Highlighting this point, John introduced his gospel account by stating, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." A person becomes a son of God by adoption when the Father sends to us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Adoption. He is the Helper whom the Father sends in Christ's name. He is sent to us to be with us and then in us. In this regard, we note the words of Jesus who explained, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 4 verses 4 to 5, John chapter 1 verses 12 to 13, and John chapter 14 verses 15 to 17. For further study, John chapter 20.